there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Every week, it's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, Gaughan Racing with my good friend, Mr. Jeffrey Motley. And Mr. Motley, we have come off an exciting playoffs. The playoffs are set now, so regular season's done. It was a great time.
Playoffs. Where's Jim Moore when we need him?
That was one of him and Alan's practice, the two favorite ones.
Absolutely.
But Mr. Motley, we had an exciting race at Daytona. You and I have talked about this. NASCAR needs to be given kudos. Whoever's decision it was to make Daytona the last race before the playoffs.
Oh, it was brilliant. I mean, literally, you had a chance where you thought, oh, DiBenedetto is going to win his way in. Oh, Chris Buescher is going to win his way in. Oh, Bubba Wallace is going to win his way in. Corey LaJoie is going to win his way in. Austin Dillon's going to win his way in.
LaJoie almost won his way in.
I mean, all those guys. Daniel Suarez, I mean, it right there at the end. You know,
on the last lap.
That's what I mean. I mean, it was incredible to have that many guys who were outside the playoffs having an opportunity to get in the last 10 or last five laps.
No, look, this is the awesome thing about this format. You know, the win you're in. Now, we've been joking all season, of course, Motley, about me saying we'd get maybe 16 winners, 17 winners.
What do we end up with, 13?
We end up, 15.
No, we had 13 different winners.
14
right?
different winners.
14 different winners.
Well, 15 if you count Angie Allmendinger. But he didn't count because right. Not playoff. But so you go to this deal, you go to Daytona, and you know that if you win this race, you're in. And look at what it does. I was sitting on the couch in my house at home, and I could feel that I was in the couch uncomfortable. I was on the couch with my son going, he goes, Daddy, do you miss this? And I go, nope.
Yeah, but you're also probably sitting there thinking, man, I'd be right there in the middle of this thing.
That's why I was saying I was very happy where I was. I wasn't going to get hurt on my couch. I mean, that was just the end of that race, Motley. The blocks that were being thrown.
Yeah, and I want to say, you know, the one that bothered me the most of all of them was the second block Chase Elliott threw at Matt DiBenedetto. I'm all about throwing that one block, but you're a guy that's locked into the playoffs, and you basically threw a block that you knew was going to take him and you out. I don't understand what Chase Elliott was trying to accomplish with that second block, because there was no chance he was going to make that move. Listen, and DiBenedetto had a head of steam.
Listen, the man's made a lot of questionable moves, in my opinion, on the super speedways, but that's just one man's humble opinion. But it was, in the end, if I'm a better... God, if you were better, you're sitting there at the end of the race going, I think I texted you in the Gone Racing League. On the last lap, I think I was winning four of my five bets.
Yeah, with the white flag, a lot of us were doing a little better.
With the white flag, I was like, ooh, it's going to be a good week. And when it ended, I go, Okay. Well, that was exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the toughest. We've said it. It's one of the most difficult races.
If that had been the Coke 0398, would have been in good shape.
Jeff Motley always said, I won that race about four times. You know, the thing I looked at from this is it's so hard to handicap Daytona and Talladega. We've talked about that. You call it the crapshoot. We know how I feel about that. But putting Daytona as the last race really has ramped up that energy. I mean, that energy at the end of that race, the blocks and the, I mean, Daniel Suarez, the move he was making on the last lap to get through holes, to try to put himself there. Austin Dillon, you know, sitting right there making the moves he made to get himself to the front. These guys know it was desperation time, and they race like it, well, and it's fun for us to watch, not fun for a bettor to hold their ticket.
Well, and think about the stress that that Tyler Reddick went through. Oh, I mean, yeah. Reddick gets into a crash, like, way before the end of the race.
How did he not have oil leaking?
I mean, his car was torn up pretty bad, and so he's thinking, well, I'm out of the playoff run, and then Austin gets caught up in the last wreck where he's, like, high-centered and can't even move the car, and somehow Tyler Reddick ended up in fifth place.
Sitting like
Yeah, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
He was sitting there. Once again, for the folks, I mean, we're supposed to be talking gambling here, but we always love to talk a little bit of the race week four. Austin had his nose on the banking and his rear tires on the apron, and you could walk underneath his car.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he was just sitting there going, yep, that's my day.
And watching all those cars go by and knowing that.
Watching the points go by and Tyler Reddick smoking like you can't believe. His crew did the best lobbying job of NASCAR I've ever seen in my life, getting them to allow that thing to stay on the racetrack. It was fun to watch.
It was fun. It was fun. And I enjoy races like that.
It was really, really enjoyable to watch that race. So that was fun. All right, guys. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Brendan Gaughan. He is Mr. Jeff Motley. This is Gaughan Racing. As everybody knows, we do our best to give you some guidance on sports betting in the NASCAR world. And last weekend, of course, Mr. Motley, we had an amazing, amazing final round race at Daytona.
Can I ask you a hypothetical before we get into those?
Absolutely.
What kind of a maelstrom would we have had if Chris Buescher had been the first one to take the checkered flag?
Well, Buescher be in.
No, because Buescher was disqualified. He finished second, and he ended up actually, technically, we were talking earlier that Michael McDowell finished last. He actually technically did not finish last Buescher got placed in last. So so Buescher would have theoretically been the winner, and then we would have gone back, and I guess if Blaney had won the race, then it would have been Tyler Reddick getting in the playoffs again.
Oh, my God, that would have been absolute chaos. NASCAR would have been beside themselves.
Which makes me wonder, man, we get to Phoenix. What if that happened? Or any of the cutoff races. You know, it could be really interesting. So, anyway, I digress.
Mr. Ryan Blaney, though, and I got to call him Mr. because the last 2 weeks, Ryan Blaney is peaking at the right time. A lot, and you know.
And that is, like, literal peaking at the right time? Peaking with, like, three laps to go at the right time, two weeks in a row.
Yeah, led three laps at Michigan, led 250 feet at Daytona.
I would love to go back and look up fewest number of laps led by back-to-back winners.
I bet he has the record right now.
That's got to be pretty incredible.
But you know how I believe in momentum? I'm a big believer in momentum, and right now Ryan Blaney has that momentum. Two in a row he's won.
Another double-digit winner. Although Denny Hamlin was the only single-digit guy we had. So
13-1 to win the race. A 370 for a top three. That's a good number, top three. He was a Group B at plus 255. And, of course, Team Penske was a 380 to win that race.
Isn't this his third Super Speedway win last 5 years?
He has turned himself into a decent
single. He and Denny Hamlin, I think, are tied for Super Speedway wins.
So, way to go to Ryan Blaney. He did a great job. And the rest of the top 10, this was the fun part.
Wow.
If you look at this top, this is what I always love about Daytona and Talladega, though. When you look at our top 10, of course, we just mentioned that Ryan Blaney, of course, 13-1 to win and 370 for the top three. But how about Bubba Wallace? Second place at plus 800. Huge return. And no surprise there. Bubba is one of those guys that finishes well at the Super Speedways. Remember, almost won a couple years ago with Austin Dillon right behind him. Has run well there before. A name I did not expect to be in the top three at Daytona.
He missed all the wrecks.
But he did exactly what he pulled the Brendan Gaughan top three. It was 10-1, Ryan Newman getting that top three. I don't think Ryan really has any love lost for these places anymore after his 2020 Daytona 500. Yeah. But, you know, way to go coming there. And then look at these names. Ryan Preece in fourth. Tyler Reddick with a
milk carton full of cars. Looked like he'd been in the Demolition Derby.
Yeah. He finished fifth. Justin Haley, of course, a Super Speedway winner in the past, Justin Haley. Yeah. Then Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott. But how about these two? BJ McLeod and Josh Balicki. Boys, congratulations. If you had, DraftKings does have a top 10.
Except this week.
We don't do top 10s on Gone Racing. But they do. DraftKings does have a top 10 bet. I would be willing to bet that BJ McLeod and Josh Balicki were both double digits, and I'm not going to say 10-1s, maybe 15, 20, 25-1s for a top 10.
Yeah, pretty amazing for those guys. You know, they stayed out of trouble and stayed on the lead lap. You know, that's the other thing you have to take into
account. How many of these guys on those teams have you seen go the laps down?
Correct, especially on these big tracks like that. If you get a long green flag run, if they lose the draft, they can get sucked up in a hurry. So for these guys, they stayed on the lead lap. They ran clean all day, and they were right there when it had to be. And granted, they all got a little bit of a benefit from the second place guy getting disqualified. But we don't care.
Don't care about that. Don't care they missed the wreck. That's where they finish. Congratulations, boys. We don't give BJ McLeod.
He's your buddy, isn't he?
He is BJ, my buddy. We don't give a lot of love to those guys. So
he likes to drop your name. Like, he called up the Speedway one day. He goes, yeah, this is BJ McLeod. I didn't even know who he was back at this time. He goes, Brendan Gaughan just told me to call you. Said you'd get me some garage space or something like that.
Oh, God.
Okay, I BJ. Thought you'd appreciate that.
I do. He is my buddy, so I hope you gave him some.
I was hoping you guys were buddies since he was throwing your name around.
We are. Some quick regular season headlines after the final race. Of course, Ryan Blaney with the momentum. He's got two wins in a row coming in, so big deal there. Kyle Larson, though, our even though Denny Hamlin now is way down in points, but Denny Hamlin was the battle for the regular season champion. Kyle Larson has been the dominant driver through most this year. The most wins, what, 5 wins on the season so far? Absolutely phenomenal. How many second place finishes or something? Won the regular season. That's important, Jeff, because playoff points.
Well, he got the 15 bonus points, which were huge for him. You know, Denny Hamlin, it was big for him to get the 10 points.
He still gets 10 because that's his only points.
If you look at his points right now, he's at 2015.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get those 10 points, he's at 2005, and he's literally sitting down there tied with McDowell and Christopher Bell and Eric Almirola for 12th spot. And how many go in after the next round?
12, sir.
12. So, I mean, granted, it's not a huge cushion, but it's still more than what he had going in.
1 point made the difference on the final round last year. And Tyler Reddick sweated out the entire Daytona race and ended up getting himself locked into that final spot. So Tyler Reddick locked in 16th. Now,
kind of be interesting around that Childress shot.
Yeah, it couldn't have been
Austin
fun.
Missing it and Tyler making it.
I am glad I was not there. But now, when we just mentioned that Tyler Reddick was 16th and made the playoffs. Then I'm going to show you now, if you're watching on the VSiN feed, that Tyler Reddick is not 16th in points.
That's where the bonus points come in. And what have we been talking about all year about Kevin Harvick?
You have been harping on Harvick and Denny all year about their bonus points, and there it is. That's what shows it to you right there. If you look at the bottom of the screen, Kevin Harvick, 2,002 points, is right now in the 16th place seed for the playoffs.
Now, he's only 3 points out of making the cut to the next round.
How many points did he miss making it to the championship round by last year?
One, I believe. One point.
So we've said this. This point system, every single point matters. So that is important. Every point matters. And that also is going to affect how some of these guys race, Motley. So our bets are going to have to kind of change a little bit based off of where they're seated, what they're racing for. Are we still going to bet people to win a race that aren't in the playoffs? We have never had a playoff race. We've had one, Talladega.
Well, and that one was kind of weird because Byron was in the playoffs, but he had been eliminated from the playoffs, and then he still managed to win a race later on, so it didn't do him any good.
So it was a non-playoff driver from that round, but we've never had a non-playoff driver other than that situation ever win a race. So does that mean now I can limit my betting to win? Can I just knock those guys out right off the bat and say I don't think about them anymore?
I do, because they haven't won all year. So now the only thing there, I will say there is an exception. We do have most likely AJ Allmendinger. I'm assuming they're going to let him run the Roval. Can he run the Roval in Charlotte?
Yeah, no, he can still run everything.
Even though he's running for points in a championship in Xfinity?
They, the,
Up you can go down. You can go up. You can't go down. Okay, then I think A.J. Allmendinger certainly would have to be a guy to look at on the Roval. And, look, we also know that at Talladega, when we get there, we know that Bubba, Matt DiBenedetto is racing for a job. I mean, look, we just saw it at Daytona. We know there's going to be some guys at Talladega. Now, I don't think late in a race you might not see those guys be quite as aggressive knowing there's a points championship going on. It's a little bit different situation.
Well, and also, Talladega is not the cutoff
race. Right, it's a middle race.
There you go. That's a big difference. The cutoff race versus a middle race is a major difference.
But the easy answer is, in 8 of these 10 races in the playoffs, there's no question in my mind I'm taking a playoff driver.
We can eliminate a bunch of drivers off the bat.
Exactly.
All right, well, as we looked at those NASCAR Cup standings, you got to look. Kyle Larson with that dominant season, 2,052 points. Second place, Martin Truex Jr., 2,024. Motley, he's already got a 27-point lead.
Or 26-point lead. 28 if you're doing my math. But
yeah, sorry. I'm trying to look up.
Brennan's trying to add and read at the same time. I mean, that's a lot to do.
I should have looked at this sheet. I can read this one.
I think what is also, though, remarkable, Brennan, if you look at it, throw Kyle Larson out, and then you've got a really tight battle. You got Truex and Blaney are tied. Kyle Busch is 2 points behind them. Chase Elliott's 1 point behind them. Then Bowman and Hamlin, 6 points behind him. And then 1 point back to Byron, one more to Logano. I mean, that's the top two through nine right there, separated by 11 points. And keep in mind that when we get to Phoenix, it's going to be four guys, not just Kyle Larson. Now, I think Kyle Larson's going to make it to Phoenix. But there's three other guys that are going to Phoenix as well. So there's a huge battle on for those other three spots. And we all know, you get into one race, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I mean, you look at Kevin Harvick has 16 top 10s. He's been consistent, but he's 16th seed.
Top 10s ain't going to cut it for very long.
Cut it the whole time. Let's go to the championship odds for a minute, Motley, because, you know, we've been telling you all season long, since the start of the season. So if you're watching on VSiN, we're going to show you the odds, the preseason odds, the odds right before the playoffs started at the last regular season race, and then current. And you can see why you and I, Jeff, have been harping all season long about betting futures when the time is right. And if you look right now, you missed the boat on Kyle Larson. He's from 575 preseason. He's 240. He can't get any slimmer than 240. So, I mean,
in terms of percentages, he is far and away. Well, I guess maybe not percentages. He's not far and away. But I mean, maybe William Byron percentage wise. But outside of that, I mean, that's a huge, huge break that you could have caught if you'd done it early. Now, Byron's 47-1 to 12-1. I mean, that's almost 4-1. But Larson, even though it's only dropped like 300 points, the difference, 575 to 240, that's more than 50%.
Well, and look right now, though, I've been focusing for a while. Look at Kevin Harvick. He started the season as one of your top three favorites with plus 575. He's now all the way down at 15-1, and he's still Kevin Harvick.
Well, you're exactly right. Harvick, you've also seen, you see a huge drop between Joey Logano, who went from plus 750 to 12-1, and Brad Keselowski, who was plus 750 to 15-1.
Look at Ryan Blaney just from last race to this race. So he was a 16-1, and I talked about that last weekend. A guy like Ryan Blaney, once the playoffs start, his odds are going to drop. Well, winning two races in a row, 16-1. Now he's a plus
that
900.
That surprises me a little, only because, I mean, we knew he was in the playoffs before he ran Daytona. I'm just surprised to see that much drop. 16-1
momentum
to 9-1 is a huge drop, considering he won a race that was kind of, I mean, not necessarily a surprise, but we also knew he was already in the playoffs. So that number surprises me.
So, well, once again, if you're going to do futures, guys, jump on them now on the guys that you think have the good numbers. You can find a way to hedge your bet if you've got somebody early and they've moved. You can also work your way to hedge. But you got to, now's the time to stay away from some, wait a little longer, but not the time to wait for some. So you got to know which ones you're looking for. William Byron, a Kevin Harvick, these guys, I think their odds will go down. Even Alex Bowman, their odds will probably start going down a little bit. Some of these guys, Kurt Busch, if he makes it to another couple rounds, his odds will go down. You know, you got to know when to jump on these guys and when not to.
Well, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little bit surprised for the love for Truex right now. I mean, I just haven't really seen that much out of him.
The races he won, the three races this season.
He won at Darlington.
He won at Darlington, which is the race this weekend.
Right.
Then he won at Martinsville.
He's great at Martinsville.
And Martinsville is?
the penultimate race. I know you love that word.
There you go. It's my man Petey. Got to give some love to my man Petey Pistone. But so it's the round to get you to the championship. And then what was the third race he won? Phoenix, the championship race. So.
Oh, this year. Oh, earlier this year.
Earlier this year. So he is, you got to watch him on that.
And we know he's a good road course racer, so we know the Roval's going to be a track he's going to run well on. So I guess maybe it's because the playoffs set up for him. But
plus 700, I'd still bet him right now. That's a good number on him.
But that team really needs to show some improvement because they really have not been the same during the summer.
But let's talk about the playoff schedule, and let me see if we can't tell you why. So here's your schedule, Motley. Here's what we got right now. You got Darlington, Richmond, and Bristol the first round. Then you end up at Las Vegas, Talladega, Charlotte, second. Texas, Kansas, Martinsville, third. And then, of course, Phoenix is the round. Seven of those races are with that, what we've talked about, that 550 horsepower, or sorry, with the 750 horsepower package. The 750 package, no, it's the 550. The one that's the high horse.
You're already confusing me. Yeah, so I'm confused it's too. Not. We know it's not on the Roval or on Talladega. No.
But what I'm saying is the package that Fords have been running on and the ones that the Toyotas were running better on, is they're running seven of these last 10 races with that package. Chevrolet did not dominate that package like they did all the rest of the season.
Right, I just want to see Truex's team run a little better. Look, we know he's won multiple times in Las Vegas. We know this is a good track for him. I'm not saying that everywhere in the playoffs are not places I expect him to run well. I'm just waiting to see him run really well anywhere because we haven't seen that over the course of the summer for the most part. That's all I'm saying.
True, but if I'm looking at the playoffs right now, I can look at those guys with those numbers, and I can say, okay, well, 7-1 for Martin Truex, and you've got a Las Vegas that he's won plenty of times at. You've got a Texas that he's great at. You got a Martinsville. You got places he can run well.
You know he's going to run well at Richmond.
Richmond, he's going to run well. You know, so it locks me in immediately to a couple guys that I can say, these guys are going to do well. The rest of it. You're going to have to look. Remember last year we had Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick were 1-2 at Texas. Well, if Tyler Reddick can squeak his way through the first round, eke his way into a Talladega, he's got Texas in that third round to get himself. There are ways.
Well, that's where it
to
gets
have a long
in.
Shot. To
that's
get in.
Where it really kind of gets interesting when we reset after those first three, and you realize there's 12 guys out there, and you're like, okay, somebody good's going home. And you can get upsets. Like, look, let's face it. Kurt Busch winning in Las Vegas last year, considering the season he had, getting into the final eight was an upset. Yeah. I mean, it literally knocked somebody out that was probably going to be in. I'm not exactly sure who now probably ended up being on the outside looking in from last year. But, I mean, that was certainly one of those kind of an upset situations.
Yep. Before we go to the break, before we start doing the odds, Motley, put you on the spot, me and you. Who do you think are the first four out?
McDowell, Almirola are easy two outs. I say Reddick is out. I'm going to say Reddick is out, and this is not going to be very popular, but I'm going to say Harvick.
You think Harvick? I think he can top 10 his way through this round. I think Almirola hasn't shown enough. McDowell, I love Michael, but I agree with you. I think Brad Kay and all the distractions going around over there, I think Brad, only three-point buffer. And I think C-Bell. Well, unless C-Bell shows what he's shown a few times this year, otherwise, C-Bell better show it now.
Yeah, I just think Christopher Bell seems like he's been running a little bit better over the summer. So, I don't know.
All right, guys. When we come back, we're going to get into the odds to win the Cookout Southern 500 when we return on Gone Racing.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley here, Gaughan Racing. We're going to start giving you the odds on the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway. Not the throwback race this year. They did that in the first race.
You ever been to a cookout?
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Live in North Carolina.
They have like these really good little pulled pork barbecues.
It's not Bojangles, but you know.
Well, Bojangles is like more for their chicken, but Cookout's got like, you know, burgers. And anyway,
for those that watch the show with me and Mr. Motley, we went like, you know, almost
we missed
the
our Bo-
entire
we,
show
we
last
We want to open a Bojangles franchise
well,
in Las Vegas.
We owe it to Cookout to say their name 55 million times after we did what we did to them last year. Let's get to the odds to win this one. And right off the bat, you see the guy that's the strongest in the sport right now, Kyle Larson, leads the way at plus 300. You got Martin Truex Jr. at 5, Kyle Busch at 6, Denny Hamlin 7, Chase Elliott at 850. Then Kevin Harvick, 10-1. We're going to talk about that in a second, why he's 10-1. William Byron, 12. Joey Logano, 15. Alex Bowman, Brad Keselowski at 18s. Get to that second page. You got Ryan Blaney at 20. Kurt Busch, 28. Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, 30. Austin Dillon, 50. Eric Almirola, 60. Ross Chastain, Matty D at 70. Chris Buescher, 100. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 150. We've already said, Jeff.
We get a playoff driver that does not even get odds to win.
I know.
Poor Michael McDowell.
But we've already said we're not going to bet anybody that's not in the playoffs.
Right. So
okay.
It eliminates pretty much
half second page.
How about Ryan Blaney's won two races in a row and he's 20-1? Now, you'd like to talk momentum. Well, obviously, the odds makers don't care for momentum.
But there's a reason.
All right.
9 races for Ryan Blaney. Last 9 races, 1 top 10 average finish in 19th. Not one of Ryan's.
Not his cup of tea.
Not one of his cup of teas. But I was going to say Kevin Harvick. Why did I stop at Kevin Harvick? Kevin hasn't won, right?
But he has won 2 of the last 4, and I know you're going to spout off some numbers from Darlington.
What's his average finish the last 10 races? You ready for this?
I'm going to guess it's 6.
3.6.
3.6.
Kevin Harvick, last 10 races, average finish 3.6, 10 top 10s, 8 top 5s. Now, does not have to win, remember, well, to bet to win. He's got to win. But he hasn't won all year. He's 10-1, which is pretty low when you consider that he has not won. He's been in the 12s and the 15 range. They bumped him back down because they do believe that Kevin Harvick at Darlington is a threat.
Yeah, I just still, you know, wow. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we talked, and I don't want to put Kevin Harvick in the Aaron Jones basket, but it's kind of like we talked about Aaron Jones. You know, you're in a different kind of, and he's not in a different car, but, man, that car just, I don't know. The Stewart Haas cars have just not been up to snuff all year long, and I just can't see it. I just can't see it.
Kyle Larson, 7 races, 6 top 10s. I mean, is there a place right now that Kyle Larson just is not second, and third in the last 3 races at Darlington? Is there a place that Kyle Larson isn't running well?
Well, keep in mind, he finished second in the race in the spring, but he should have won the race. I mean, he pretty much dominated the whole race from what I recall and was a late race restart, and he got passed on a restart, I believe, late in the race early in the spring. So, I mean, Kyle Larson, he's clearly should be the favorite, and, man, it's hard to look out there and pick somebody any better than Kyle Larson.
Other guys, the reason why they're single digits, Denny Hamlin, 7 top 10s, Kyle Busch, 8 top 10s. I mean, there's guys that have really run well there. And for this week, for some reason, Mr. Motley, you know, as everybody knows on Gaughan Racing, we normally do the top 3s as well. For this week, DraftKings has not posted the top 3s at post time here. Of course, we do this Thursdays before we get to the weekend. So we do not have top 3s this week. But if I'm going to extrapolate top 3, we always know it kind of mirrors the odds to win. there are guys in top three that I do like, and one of those is the momentum of Ryan Blaney. He'll probably be a good top three number.
Well, you know, two guys that I kind of like, and obviously we'll have to see what the odds get posted up out there. Denny Hamlin's odds won't necessarily be that great, but I really like Denny Hamlin for top three. But the other guy I kind of like is Tyler Reddick, and I'll tell you why. Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick are going to be, I believe, the only two playoff drivers that are actually going to race the Xfinity race on Saturday, because keep in mind, Xfinity has not started their playoffs yet. So Denny and Tyler Reddick are both going to run Xfinity on Saturday. And I think at a place like Darlington, just kind of getting that, if nothing else, the feel for the wear on the tires and things like that, and the feel for the racetrack, I think Darlington's one of those places where having that race under your belt could help.
I don't dislike that move. You know, looking down, Tyler Reddick average finish of 13 in his four races. 7th, 12th, 13th.
And, you know, he loves the dirt track stuff. And, you know, there's a little bit of Darlington. You can kind of drive it a little bit like dirt track.
Well, you're going to hit the
wall. You're going to feel like you're on a dirt track at times.
You will hear the dirt. It is a dirt track, a beach track. I mean, I do like that. I look, Ross Chastain, he's not in the playoffs, so I'm not going to bet him. Top three, what he was doing earlier, do you see that momentum carrying, or do you see him hitting a wall?
Wow, you know, that's a good question. I think it's not so much Ross Chastain or him hitting a wall. I think it's Ganassi doing everything possible to win a championship, and he's got one driver in and one driver out.
Very true. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to give you head-to-heads, and we'll start the group matchups early on Gone Racing. See you in a minute. Everybody, Brendan Gaughan, Mr. Jeff Motley, Gaughan Racing on the fabulous VSiN Network. And Mr. Motley, I say Mr. Motley is having a senior moment right now. He's claiming that Darlington repaved Turn 2?
They've repaved Turn 2 in advance of this weekend's race. I just saw it. I knew there was something that went on. It was changing about Darlington. Now, I'm not sure why you repave one turn. By the way, why do you have that cool VSiN logo behind you? And
what well, I got hey, behind me I can right I here. Can tell you why, because it's blocking the big tarp that's hanging right over here.
Oh,
the
South Point
is doing some remodeling.
No, so there is they repaved Turn 2. We should have gotten Kerry Tharp on to explain the commander. He could have told us why on earth they repaved
Turn 2.
Turn 2. Right. You know, short on asphalt this week or something? I don't know.
I don't remember anything specifically about Turn 2 that was bad, but
apparently there were some really bad cracks in the pavement, and they didn't want to have an Atlanta situation.
It's Darlington. It's got cracks everywhere.
I'm just reporting the news.
Okay. Well, Mr. Motley, thank you, Mr. Motley, for the
Les Nessman over here. Les Nessman over here.
Got it.
Remember him? WKRP.
Yep.
Are you old enough to remember WKRP?
For the life of me, I didn't know turkeys couldn't fly.
One of the great TV scenes
greatest
of all
ever.
Time.
There's young kids right now are going, what? And all the people in VSiN right now are nodding their head going, oh, yeah.
Google it. Look
it up. Google it. Turkeys couldn't fly. Best line ever. Okay. Let's get to the head-to-head matchups. Let's get to the business end here, Mr. Motley. Starting right off, this is definitely a fun week for head-to-heads. Not like we had last week where half the pages were minus 110s. You've got, I mean, if you bet the don't line on Kyle Larson, you have a lot of return, but you are betting against the hottest guy in the sport. Look at that. Denny Hamlin's plus 140, Martin Truex is plus 130, and Kyle Busch is plus 130 against Kyle Larson right there. Lots of good numbers out here to choose from.
Oh, great numbers, but I wouldn't touch them.
I wouldn't bet against him. Let's just I'm definitely not going on the dote line of old Kyle Larson. Now, it is dangerous. He does run up against the wall. He might crack an egg a few times, but I don't know. But how about, you know, you look, Kevin Harvick, we only have one choice for Kevin Harvick, a minus 125 to William Byron's 105.
You know,
I think they're scared of what that.
I think everybody's looking at these last 10 races Kevin Harvick has run at Darlington. They're looking at these two wins in the last four races. They're looking at that average finish of 3 point something in those last 10 races. I'm telling you, we're just not seeing the same Kevin Harvick this year, or just even the same Stuart Haas racing team this year that we're used to seeing. And, you know, ever since they got knocked out of the playoffs last year at Martinsville, that team has really kind of taken a nosedive.
And, you know, I look at one right here. It's a minus number, But Kurt Busch is minus 140 and Ryan Blaney's plus 120. Ryan Blaney is not, we've just said, not very good here. He's
but
not
you
happy.
Just said you thought he might get a top three.
I said I would take a chance on it just because, you know, he'll probably have a decent number. But Kurt Busch, six top tens last 10 races here. In the playoffs, a lot of he's got some good momentum. He's in a good place right now.
And what has Kurt told us about his race car when the sun goes down or the racetrack cools
off?
He loves that.
Yep, he likes it when the track gets dark. He likes it when they cool down. Of course, this race will be going from light to dark. It'll be full under the lights at night. If you're looking for a good dote number, it's a big one, but put a couple units on Kurt Busch right there. I think that wouldn't be a bad bet. I think he's going to absolutely put it on Blaney.
I think he certainly could win that matchup. You know, I hate negative numbers, you know, to me. It's just not my thing. I'm looking for the guy who I think is a value on the plus side more than the negative side.
I got a question on the Gone Racing rules. Can I put two units on one bet?
I guess you could.
I mean, commissioner? I don't know. Who's commissioner?
I'm the scorekeeper, so.
No? Isaiah says, so we got a phone call from the booth just now. Isaiah apparently is commissioner of the league. He's saying no on putting two. Now, we all remember, if you remember, Isaiah was our producer that, you know, he did well one week and he got fired and relegated back to the basement.
And now he thinks he's Roger Goodell.
Apparently. I would put two units on Kurt Busch right there on that minus 140.
So you could theoretically lose 2.8 in one bet there.
Yes.
Well, of course, I mean, you're already so far down. I mean, what's a couple more points?
Man.
We'll get to that in the next segment.
Man. So.
You know you walked right into that one.
I did. I did tee that one up for you, but that's okay. But, Isaiah, I think I can put two units on, so we'll see. I mean, I like that because I do think that that's – look, there are reasons to bet on a minus line. Look, guys, I mean, you know, we were discussing before the show, actually, and we were talking about betting tennis and – betting the favorite at tennis in some of these early rounds at U.S. Open. There are reasons. If you listen to any of the VSiN shows, Vinny, all the guys will tell you, there's a lot of times to bet, you know, a minus line. I mean, if you
well,
really
you can
feel
have
that
overwhelming favorites in a football game, a team comes in at minus 400, we'll go bet your 400 to win $100.
Bishop Sycamore.
You know, or whoever they are.
If anybody
I didn't realize that trees could be bishops. I learned something new, I guess.
Did you hear about the thing this week, the football team?
That's on Bishop Sycamore. That's what I'm talking about. I was making fun of the fact that
it was a Bishop Sycamore.
There was really a Bishop Gorman. I don't believe there was a Bishop Sycamore because I've never heard of a tree.
There definitely wasn't a football team.
And they certainly don't have a school. So, anyway.
All right.
We digress.
Let's get focused back on racing here. So, Mr. Motley, let's jump into the group matchup since we have a little more time. Yeah.
There was one other I did want to bring up in the driver head-to-heads that I really like and I like. It's intriguing. Alex Bowman at plus 125 against his teammate William Byron at minus 145. I just don't think there's that much separation in Bowman and Byron. So to me, that's one that I find really intriguing, and I like the Alex Bowman play there.
You know, if you look, 17-1 average finish, 18-7 average finish for the other. Bowman 17-1, 18 for Byron. Six races, two top fives for Byron. Eight races, one top five for Bowman.
It just seems to me like that's a large number for two guys that are very similar. I'm saying.
That's a big spread,
right?
For guys that should be more of a pick 'em on that.
Okay.
All right. Let's jump back into the groups now. Since we got a little early jump on these, and we'll go right to our Group A, and they have the return of Kyle Larson into a group. Kyle Larson, the heavy favorite,
into Group A. Remember last week
he got relegated
to Group B. It's like being relegated in the Premier League. I mean, he was in Group B.
He is definitely not out of Group A this week, and he is the heavy favorite. Plus 195. Martin Truex Jr. 295. Kyle Busch 295. And Denny Hamlin 330. Look. Kyle Larson being 195 in there, absolutely. Denny Hamlin hasn't won a race. You got to say 330. But Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. right there. I mean, these are two guys that, look, they're right behind, you know, they're right behind Larson as far as where they're at.
Well, for starters, I'm going to take a two-week suspension for bringing up soccer on the show. So that's going to be self-imposed. But anyway, and I tell you, I look at that Group A, and I actually love the number on Kyle Larson. Plus 195 to me is a really good number on Kyle Larson. And
it's
I think he could be the dominant here.
It's going to be way better than that top three number on him when it does come up on DraftKings. I don't know. I like Martin Truex or Kyle Busch at 295. I mean, it's not a bad.
And if you want to get a big number on Denny Hamlin, who runs well at Darlington, I mean, it's a big number.
Yeah, but I think one of those four guys is going to be your winner, and it's going to be a little tough to do there. All right, guys. When we come back, we'll finish up our groups and give you our picks for this week at Darlington on Gone Racing. We'll be back.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show, check us out at VSiN.com/subscribe. There are also multiple other ways for you to watch. I'm butchering this as bad as you did last week, Mr. Motley. VSiN is available on Fubo and Sling. VSiN has partnered with iHeartMedia. You can also access VSiN on all your Alexa devices. For all the ways to watch and listen, go to VSiN.com/subscribe today.
See, it's not as easy as you think it is, is it?
Gone Racing, Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan here, breaking down the last segment on Darlington Raceway, the Cookout Southern 500. And after that butchering of a read for our lovely Visa network, we will get back into our group matchups, Mr. Motley, and jump right back into Group B. And a little bit of a surprise here, Kevin Harvick, co-favorite with Chase Elliott at 250, William Byron 270, Alex Bowman 325. They're giving that all to history right there.
Exactly, because all I see is Chase Elliott in Group B.
I see Chase Elliott as a big favorite in that group. I understand the history. I've read you the history right now. You know, Kevin Harvick, 10 races, I get it. But Chase Elliott, 4 top 10s, 2 top 5s, and 9 races, and that's Chase Elliott before the season that he's having right
now. Heck, he would have won at Darlington last year, except Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch
crashed him late in the race. To me, this one, Chase Elliott, no-brainer. I feel as confident about this one as about any pick I could make today.
There is Mr. Motley's lock of the week, apparently. The Chase Elliott Group B. Mm-hmm, so.
Yep, and we'll get the memo on Sunday morning that he's starting at the rear because he failed inspection twice, and his crew chief's been ejected, and then he'll get in a fender bender, like with the 22nd place Quinn Half for somebody.
22nd.
Well, 32nd.
There you go. Okay. Giving him a few spots there. Sorry, that was kind of rude, but oh well.
I'm glad you said the second part of that instead of me.
Yeah, that was a little harsh right there. Sorry about that.
I threw the first punch, I guess, though.
Let's go into Group C, and let's start with the man that all he does is cash tickets. Kurt Busch is your favorite, 265. Tyler Reddick, 270. Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell rounded out at 275. Woo!
You got to beat Kurt for me not to bet him.
I think if I'd been betting Kurt Busch all season, I would have just been a whole lot better off if I just kept it going. So I don't know. Give me a reason to not bet him.
Well, that's the way I'm feeling. You got to give me a reason not to bet Kurt Busch. I know Ryan Blaney's won two races in a row. I know Reddick's good on these type racetracks. Bell's been a little bit better this summer, but you know, I think there's going to be a lot of energy that Ganassi's putting into Kurt Busch. We talked a few minutes ago about
he's
how
Kurt's feeling good. He was in town with us good. Last week, Motley, and he is really.
He's pumped.
And look at what he did at Talladega. I mean, he was in the last wreck, but he was pushing Daniel Suarez to the win when he wrecked out. Kurt is feeling, he's feeling it right now. And you know me, I'm the sports guy. I sometimes feel, when you get that feeling,
Kurt's got a lot of positive energy around him right now, and I think he feels that. So, yeah, I like Kurt there.
All right, well, let's go into Group D, and it starts off with Eric Almirola at 245, then Austin Dillon 255, Ross Chastain 265, Matty D 335. This is a unique group to me. You've got one playoff guy who, I'm not going to say he's limping into the playoffs, but the organization for sure is limping
exactly
into the playoffs.
Usain Bolt going into the playoffs.
Understood.
Either.
Then you've got Austin Dillon, who was riding a lot of top tens in a row, was riding a pretty strong run, just, you know, I mean, 20-something points. He just barely missed it. You got Ross Chastain, who's been on that roller coaster, and Matty D, who...
Racing for a job.
He's racing for a job, but it seems like...
But they've run so much better over the last 2 months.
The one guy
I'm taking out of that equation right there is Ross Chastain. He's not winning that group. And the others... You can make a case for
it. And I would take Eric Almirola out of it because I just don't feel like
now we got a head-to-head between
Stuart Haas.
Now
I got a head-to-head with Matty D and Dillon. And do you want the big number on Matty D at 335 or the Austin Dillon at 255?
All right, let me ask you this question.
Can I take two units in this group and then I still end up?
I think Isaiah has ruled. All right, so let me ask you this question because you used to race at Childress.
Uh-huh.
You're Richard Childress. You're the team owner. You got one car in the playoffs, and your car not in the playoffs is your grandson. But are you going to pull an Austin to the side and say, Austin, look, this is a team deal here, and we're putting everything we got behind Tyler, and you're just going to have to deal with it for these last 10 races? You tell me. You've been there. I haven't.
Hey, you know, in VSiN Studio, we've got all these TVs really fun to look at.
Uh-huh.
They're on
you just
there.
Don't want to answer my
there's,
question
there's
now.
Behind. I
put
there's
you
a big
on the
ticker.
I put you on
behind
the spot.
Me back there. I got my buddy Pritch coming up after us, sitting over here at the little blackjack table. Did you know all those things?
I don't know. You know, we invited him to sit on the fourth segment. He's really glad he didn't. Now,
did you ask me a question? I don't remember what group.
If you don't
in?
Want to answer it, you don't have to answer it. I just thought it was a fair question. Because look,
no, here's
I mean,
because
I say this about Ganassi that they're putting all the effort into Kurt. Is Childress doing the same thing to Reddick?
Here's the difference. Ganassi is closing as an organization at the end of this year. So I think Ganassi is now they are going to basically put all their focus on one and all their equipment. They're not going to rebuy any more equipment right now. They're done. They know they're closing. This car is done. They're done. The difference with RCR is they both are still an organization. They're still running. And RCR, I'm going to tell you this, and I was inside that team. I've told you before. I've never gotten anything less than Austin Dillon. Every time I raced, I had the same equipment. We really don't have A and B at RCR. When I was there, their stuff may not have all been A.
Do you even mix, though, in pickers? If you say, okay, Reddick's got, like,
a
really good front tire guy, but
no,
Dillon's got a great rear tire guy. We're going to put Dillon's rear tire guy over here
part,
on Reddick.
That part, I can tell you, Austin is super tight with his team and his group, Paul Swan and all these guys that he's really tight with. That is a very unique pit crew, unlike other teams. Ray Wright runs that place. They both have good teams. They both do great. They're not going to mix and match right now.
All right, so
they're
Dillon's got stick. A chance to win that group.
All right. All right. So you got Dillon. All right, good night.
I didn't say I'm picking him, but I can see the reasoning there.
Thanks for putting me on the spot there. Let's go right into Group E. So far, we've dogged poor Quinn Houff, and now you've made me choose against grandson, grandfather. Man, you're killing me today. And I'm the host today. Man. Group E, let's lead off with Ricky Stenhouse.
I guess I know what's coming for me next week. So.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is your favorite, 250. Ryan Newman, Daniel Suarez at 270. Eric Jones is plus 300. Anybody that thinks we're not professionals, well, you know, what can you say?
I'm professionally smart enough to know I don't think I want to pick that group.
See, I do have one I like in that group. Now,
well, you've been liking Suarez every week, and he has let you down.
Not every week. A lot of weeks. We've joked about Eric Jones. Not joked, sorry. We've talked about Eric Jones a bunch.
Just re-signed for another year.
Just re-signed. But Eric Jones, the team, he's got four top tens here.
He's got a win here.
But different teams. You look at Ryan Newman. I think Ryan Newman's on coast. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he does not like this place. I like Daniel Suarez. I really think that Daniel Suarez will be able to do a decent job here. I like Daniel Suarez. But that's just, you said I have been picking him a lot. So
let's talk about Group F.
Let's go to Group F. Our Bubba Wallace is the favorite at plus 225. Cole Custer, 270. Chase Briscoe there with him. And Michael McDougal at 295. I like Michael
McDougal.
Chase Briscoe, to me, is the guy that has been running consistently the best in that group.
Absolutely.
Bubba Wallace has spots. But the most consistent.
Chase has sort of been doing the slow, like he's like been like a jet taking off, just slowly clearing the ground. I like Chase Briscoe a lot there.
All right, and this week we also do not have team.
No team pick. I guess we're into our own picks.
So let's talk about what we did last week. It was rough for the pit crew, which I need a little help to have them catch me anyway. Me and you, Mr. Motley, we had the same winner, Bubba Wallace, Group E. A little minus for us.
I tell you, there were so many of these here where we had, it was so close to having a chance
one to go, I was winning four of my five bets with one to go.
Yep.
Coming into turn three, I was cheering, and then it fell apart.
Yep, well, that'll happen.
With that being said, we get to make our pits. The pit crew lost last week, which means they go first. And I'm hoping that the pit crew picks.
Does a pit crew even have?
Yeah, they are right there. The pit crew picks. They're on the board for us. They're doing head to head. Denny Hamlin over Kyle Larson. They're doing a don't line on Kyle there. Kevin Harvick over William Byron in a head to head. Kevin Harvick to win Group B. Apparently Isaiah is not listening to us about the Kevin Harvick situation.
Yeah, I guess not.
Kurt Busch though to win Group C and Austin Dillon to win Group D. So they're taking some of our advice and they're not taking some of our advice, Mr. Motley.
Well. They're ahead of you. They're behind me. So,
of course, he's going to bring that up. Well, since you are the leader in the clubhouse, it was a tie last week. I'll go second so you can have your glory. I'm going to pick a race winner. I'm going to go Chase Elliott. The Chevrolets, they've been so good. I don't want to go Kyle Larson at the plus 300. Not enough return. But I do want to get some action in there. So I'm going to take that. Then the rest of mine are in groups because that's really all we got left today. I got Group B. I'm going to take Chase Elliott to win Group B. I mean, at least try to get another return there. Kurt Busch at 265 in Group C. I am going Austin Dillon in Group D. And I'm going Chase Briscoe, Group F.
All right. Well, I will go through
I money. Jumped off the Daniel Suarez.
I hate to tell you that you and I are going to have three of the same picks this week.
I can't make up any ground on you, Motley.
But I circled them before you picked yours. But it's kind of like when you start talking, you kind of realize how you're headed. So I'm going to go with that Alex Bowman head-to-head over William Byron at the plus 125. I like that. The rest of mine, I'm going into groups. I'm going Kyle Larson in Group A. I like him there. I like him at Darlington. And then the others are the ones that you and I agree on. Chase Elliott in Group B, Kurt Busch in Group C, and that Group F with Chase Briscoe. Really like that one. So, yeah, we won't be having much ground share between the two of us this week, but great minds think alike, right?
Well, hopefully I can get off. Listen, I was running a high group. I had a couple good weeks in a row here. Got to keep it going to get out of the basement. Mr. Motley, we got just a little bit of a minute left or so. Darlington, going to be a fun race, first round of the playoffs.
Oldest super speedway on the circuit. Always fun to go to Darlington.
It is.
I like night races. I love races at Darlington. Unlike the spring, this one's 500 miles, not 400.
That's right.
And we do have repaved turn two. I don't know what that's going to mean.
The Southern 500 is the 500 miler. Do you know my bus driver Cheeseburger hit the wall at Darlington in the bus?
No.
Not only did I do so bad in Cup there, I hit the wall.
So your RV has a Darlington stripe on the side.
Right. Cheeseburger put a Darlington stripe on my bus.
Oh, I love that. That's
so
fantastic.
Way to go, Cheese. I was sleeping in the back, scared the hell out of me.
Well, there we go.
Grabbed the sheets like they were seatbelts. Like
you were in it?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Jeez. All right, guys, that's it for today. We'll see you next week when we come back and break down Darlington and head out to the second round of the playoffs. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.